Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And it's the Luke and Pete Show. It is a Thursday. I do hope you're keeping well. And Christmas is hurtling towards us at a rate of knots. And I'm not exactly that comfortable with it, Luke, because I've not done my Christmas shopping yet. Annoying.
Yeah, what shopping have you got to do, though?
I've got to shop for my parents.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to do it. My parents are going over to my sister's. So my sister's, like, do I send it to my sister's? Do I send it to my mum and dad's? It's very confusing, Luke. Confusing indeed.
Fair enough. Yeah, let's not do too much Christmas stuff, though, because as I've already said on Monday, we've got some Christmas stuff to do next week. I don't want to exhaust it all. Peter, how are you today? Are you well?
I'm good, yeah. I'm all right. I'm fresh as a daisy, light on my feet, and ready to get to doing some audio boxing with you, my friend.
Yeah, nice stuff. Good stuff. And on Monday's episode, Peter, we talked a bit about Chinese flight attendants being told to wear nappies, didn't we? We didn't actually follow up on it. I mean, the story in itself is quite self-explanatory. I feel quite sorry for the flight attendants, don't you? I mean, what is happening there? Can you play that little bass thing that you played on Monday under this story? I think it was really suitable.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, so Chinese flight attendants have been told to wear nappies for COVID protection because it's not safe for them to use the toilets. Pete Donaldson, it's over to you.
I was on that flight, Luke. The smell was incredible. The air hostess's bum was big, full of nappy and shit and smell. They say that your nose buds don't work that high, but I can attest that is incorrect. I can smell my flight attendants poo-poo-poo-poo-poo from serving my tomato juice.
This, vodka. From Wondery, is shitty nappies. Peter,
nappies.
do you remember that that flight about, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago now, where someone did a turd so bad that the flight had to turn back?
Incredible, really, isn't it?
That was a story at the time. Do you remember
it reacted with the chemicals or something?
I just reckon the pilot just went, right, that is disgusting. We're not going to the Bahamas now.
Scottish,
you don't fucking
Scottish
deserve
mum
it.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I think there's always a story around about New Year that Chinese people, because they always have to drive ridiculous distances to get home for Chinese New Year. They obviously, you know, you can't poo in your car, so people do it. And
was that in your theory test?
That is my thing. Are you allowed to poo in your car? Are you allowed to spend a penny in a Pringles can and throw it out the window at someone else?
That's not a penny. A penny's a wee, isn't it?
Long trains. Yeah, a bit of both, isn't it?
Nah,
yeah.
I think a poo is a pound, isn't it?
I just don't know, Luke. Yeah. But apparently some Chinese people are forced into wearing nappies because they're on trains or on car journeys for 10 hours, 15 hours at a time, and they just can't get out or can't find a toilet.
What I don't understand about it is that the whole adult nappy phenomenon, and I want to be sensitive both culturally and situationally to this, I totally understand the principle, but what I don't understand about it is that When a kid, a toddler, a baby has a nappy on, it's because it can't take itself to the toilet. Now, this is the same situation for slightly different reasons. But the point being here, you know when a baby has shat a nappy because you can fucking smell it. Yeah. So why are they doing this?
Our poopy smell worse than...
Or is it some kind of technologically advanced nappy which doesn't smell? In which case, sign me up.
Well, as I said, I mean, the poo in the sky doesn't smell as bad. Because, I mean, as soon as that flight takes off, I am farting. Like, I am just...
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is, the pressure or whatever, but I am just constantly letting rip because no one can smell it.
That annoys me, Donson. Because you and I have had plenty of flights together where you've had a go at me for taking my shoes off, for one.
Yeah.
And two, you've busted a blister over a nun. And now you're farting all over the place. I think this is outrageous by you.
It wasn't a nun, it was a Hasidic Jew.
Oh, sorry, yeah, okay, I got confused. You busted a blister over an Hasidic Jew.
Can you be a cloth? Can you, in the Jewish faith, can you be a member of the cloth if you are a rabbi or something?
I think that's just a general term, isn't it? It just means, I think it just means, like...
Is there a female clergy?
Who?
At temple.
Why are you asking me this?
I don't know.
My only knowledge of Jewish culture is from watching Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's all I know. And there was
show in a synagogue.
Yeah, exactly. I watched a brilliant episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, like maybe 2 or 3 days ago, where he wants to get. Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes. Yeah.
So the whole storyline where he's trying to get out of giving Richard Lewis a kidney. And the head of the kidney consortium or whatever it is has got the power to bump Richard Lewis up the list, but Larry David wants to convince him to do so. But in order to get him to do so, he has to go skiing and pretend he's an Orthodox Jew, and that Susie, Jeff's wife, is also his wife. And it is absolutely amazing. That's the only knowledge I have of Jewish culture. That's it.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know anyone really.
So you got Hollywood.
And the only other time I've experienced any kind of Orthodox Judaism is when you regularly see Orthodox Jewish people on the tube, don't you? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I see. If you're asking me, you're asking the wrong guys what I'm trying to say. So either way, I'm pretty sure...
Next time, go up and say, excuse me, I know we're not supposed to talk to each other because of COVID, but do you have female clergy? I mean, we should at least know that much, I think.
Or is it in the Torah to bust a blister over someone else? Probably not.
There's probably some very thoughtful story/parable in the Torah that says, may you receive blister juice gladly from a man on a flight.
From a man who hath
burned himself on the pot noodle.
To me, that makes it worse. If you busted a blister over me and said, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean that, it was a total accident, I would forgive you.
Yeah.
Because it was an accident, you didn't mean it. But if I found out for 1 second that it was because you were making a pot noodle, I'd be fucking pissed off.
It was a painful couple of months in my life.
It was very, very
unwelcome.
And very unedifying for the rest of us.
It was indeed.
Can I just bring this story to your attention? There's a man in Colorado, as reported by FoxNews.com. So, you know, take that with a pinch of salt if you want. But it's been reported. A Colorado man. Yeah, perhaps. A Colorado man who called Craig William Rogers is facing charges connecting to a meth lab. He's accused of operating out of his garage. Right. Now, here's where it gets interesting. He told police he was, quote-unquote, making a healthy meth substance containing acai berries, or acai berry. I don't know how you pronounce it. Acai berry. He's basically making meth out of berries. And I don't know if, one, that's possible. Probably not. And, two, whether I should kind of be interested in the development of that, because if you can make it from berries, I think we should know.
Yeah, like kind of artisanal... small stock acai berry meth. I'm fairly certain that would just make the flavour better. I don't know.
Oh, like Jesse Pinkman's chili pea. Jesse Pinkman puts chili powder in his. Oh, yeah. And the chief, the deputy chief of the area said, no amount of meth is safe, whether it has berries in it or not. It's a highly addictive, life-destroying drug. And so maybe, yeah, you're right. He's probably just flavouring it, mixing it up a little bit. Like when they bring out all those Bailey's flavours at Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. Smoke your meth out of an old chocolate shoe.
Delicious. Do you remember those chocolate ornaments you used to get on the tree? Did you used to have those when you were a kid?
Yeah, they're like Santa ones and stuff. And they were
I used to eat them.
Yeah, I mean that's what they're for, isn't it? Actually, I've got a tree, and I haven't got any of those kind of things. I should really get involved, really, because that would really remind me of being a child and constantly just eating chocolate for a month.
Yeah, you're the only kid who probably liked chocolate more than I did, I'd say. I saw an Instagram post of your lady partner, your lovely lady partner, where she said, and it was a closed box of chocolates, quite big. And it said, I received these as a gift yesterday. And the next post, she opened them up and there was one chocolate left.
I was told that she does not like dark chocolate. And it was a box. It was a box of Black Magic, dark chocolate.
You're doing a valuable public service.
I was doing a fabulous bit of public servant. I was helping out the homestead, keeping things clear, giving the capacity for more chocolates to be bought, because you can't buy a new box of chocolates if there's only a box of chocolates there. So I was just munching away at them. I was absolutely destroyed. Like the issue with said partner is that she's very slow to eat sweets, in my opinion. And if the sweets are in front of me, in the words of the singer songwriter whose name I've just forgotten, that's C getting eaten. All right, if you leave chocolates around,
oh yeah,
that's C getting eaten.
Yeah, what is her name? I've forgotten her name as well.
There's an A in there.
Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks, yeah. She's
212.
She upsets people, doesn't she?
She does. Peter.
Did you see, actually, linked to the Colorado story about the meth, and you have to say, Craig William Rogers, the guy who's facing charges regarding this crime, he has got not only that classic drawn look of a meth addict, but he has got the world's greatest sort of chin. Have you seen
amazing.
His jawline, his chin? Is
amazing. You cut glass on that. He probably does.
It's incredible. He probably does. It's probably how he makes his bongs and his pipes.
Peter, the Fox News website's amazing because it's like the day-to-day. Like the suggested stories are so good. There's one here.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Arkansas police officer offers to test meth for coronavirus. Quotes, better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry.
I think it's a little kind of joke, because if you turn up with meth, they will put you in the slammer.
Yeah, in choking.
It's almost as if they're losing the war on drugs, isn't it? It's almost like they're losing it.
Sounds like they might well be. Have you got another story there? Because I've got another one I want to bring to the table, courtesy of our lovely producer Nat as well.
Yes. Do you want to take the Russian one and I'll take the Japan one?
Yeah.
All right then. Sora News 24. If you're in any way excited by Japanese nonsense news, Rocket News or Sora News 24 as they call it, it's well worth a read, because there's just so much nonsense happening every single day, every single hour of the month, of the year, of just, oh, Jiminy Cricket. It's just absolutely wild amount of crazy stuff. Alcoholic soup in a cup, now on sale to keep Japan warm and buzzed this winter. An extra relaxing beverage for the coldest time of the year is now available. I presume it comes in vending machines, because it's a nice little kind of cup. Kind of situation. So yeah, they're basically Nihonshu, which is a kind of it's just Japanese wine, literally means Japanese wine, which is sake, obviously. Nihonshu no dashiwari is basically just sake mixed with traditional Japanese soup stock. So like a dashi sort of broth. You get them in like you get this kind of broth stuff, and they cook kind of like root vegetables and stuff in it, and make this kind of like very, very thin broth. But it's basically sake and that stuff. It looks disgusting. It sounds disgusting. It smells disgusting. But it will get you pissed.
Can you order it for delivery?
You could certainly
get some.
I don't know. I mean, you could just make your own Nihonshu. Get your own Nihonshu. Get your own sake and mix it with dashiwari. But
so weird. I mean, is that a regular? That's not a regular thing. Because to me, I saw it and I was like, that looks interesting. But it also doesn't feel to me like it could be a new thing. Surely that's not a new thing.
No. So in 7-Elevens in Japan, you get these kind of like big kind of hot immersion heater things that it's just open. And to get and they basically cook this root vegetables or like little bits of like soy kind of tofu sort of stuff, and you get a pot sort of like this, like a little bit smaller than like a KFC bucket, and you fill it with as much soup as you want and as many little items and stuff. So you have little sausages and things, and they'll sit in the broth. And I have heard of people mixing Nihonshu with this soup, and I'm sure it tastes all right, but it doesn't sound particularly.
It doesn't sound good to me. It doesn't sound that great.
Don't have it for breakfast.
My Russian nose story, as I think you referred to it, is that
nose.
A man had a coin removed from his nose after it was stuck there for 53 years.
Oh, dear.
He apparently, when he was six, he wedged, I believe it's the Russian equivalent of a penny, into his right nostril, but was then too scared to tell his mother about it because she was so strict, and he later just forgot about it, he said. I don't really know if that's something you would forget about, but I guess what that means is he probably just got used to it or whatever. And apparently he lived 50 years completely unimpeded by not being able to breathe through his right nostril at all. And so he eventually went to the hospital, got a scan, found it, doctor whipped it out, lovely old job.
Is the coin worth anything?
No, I don't think it's worth anything at all now. It was apparently worth a penny at the time, but that's like, you know, it's a long time ago now. To me, like, I find the whole thing of people who are completely phobic of going to any kind of authority or doctor or dentist or whatever quite interesting, because obviously it can be quite debilitating. I hate going to the dentist, but I will go if I have to. If I wake up with a stinking toothache, I'm obviously going to go to the dentist. But some people find it really difficult to go to the doctor, for example, don't they? They'd rather just try and sort themselves out. I remember watching a TV show where, I mean, it's one of these quite exploitative things. I don't make a habit of watching them very often, but there was a woman who was so scared of going to the dentist that she like fashioned her own kind of solution to her tooth falling out by just continually gluing it back in with super glue.
Look, it's like, if it works for you. Like, it
can't be good for you, that. You shouldn't be putting super glue in your mouth every day. That's not a good thing. But the point is, Pete, I'm not trying to demean her or anything. What I'm saying is, weirdly, that is more palatable to her than actually just going to the dentist. Must be a control thing.
Control thing, or just kind of like, there's never a good time to, like, you know, get things squared away. I always argue there's never a good time to sort of, oh, I've got to do this, but I, you know, I've had a chip in my tooth for years. I went to the dentist about a year ago, I think, in Soho, and paid a ridiculous amount of money for them to basically look at the thing, and she also did like a full cleaning as well, a very painful cleaning. And because my gums are very recedy, so to speak, so I attack them with gusto, with the old toothbrush. But she basically said, right, you've paid £80, we'll need another £200, and we'll glue that little bit of chipped tooth or basically fill it in. And I just can't be arsed to do it.
Yeah, but that's not debilitating, is it? That's not what I would call like an urgent thing, you know.
Well, it's putting my modelling career on hold, isn't it?
It's one of the things that's doing that.
One of the reasons.
Yeah. What's something that you feel like you should have been done ages ago and you haven't done it?
I've got something that is debilitating is that every couple of months my foot just starts getting all crunchy, like next to the ball of my foot.
Just the pot noodle thing again.
I think well, it's directly below the same pot noodle burn. It just goes crunchy, and I can't wear certain shoes, and I sort of walk with a kind of clawed stance. I sort of ball up my foot a little.
What, like a feral kid?
Yeah, like a little feral kid, little gibbon boy, like the sort of gibbon might grab a wrench. But yeah, it's really painful, and it makes a crunching sort of sound and feel. And it's not ideal. It's not a situation at all, really.
No, I can't just wait for things to go away, and most of the time they do.
Wait for things to go away. Yeah, okay, fair.
My wife's always telling me that I never go to the doctor, but I don't really feel like I need to go to the doctor at the point. I haven't said what I've just said about everyone kind of. People who are just so phobic of it, they won't ever entertain it. I'm not like that. I just feel like I do, you know, touch wood. I live a reasonably healthy lifestyle despite appearances. And so I don't really feel the need to go to the doctor all the time. So, I don't know. I mean, if I had a coin stuck up my nose for 50 years, I probably would. I probably wouldn't let it get to that stage.
I think when I found out that my granddad had had a heart attack at 52. I thought, oh, fucking hell, that's
not
that's
good.
Probably in the post, isn't it? And so I just bought myself a blood pressure machine. It says, yes, I am pre-hypertensive, whatever you call it.
Oh, does it really? Well, so you should go to the doctor and work out what the best thing to do is.
I'll just steal some of your dad's statins. My mum's statins.
Yeah.
Start on them early.
I reckon
taking anodin every day.
At some point, this is the most irresponsible podcast you can find anywhere. Like, we're talking about first aid, not bothering. We're talking about stealing people's medication. It's not great.
Because I think certainly with men, you go to the doctors and you know what the answer will be: eat better, exercise more, don't be a tit, don't drink so much. It's like, am I realistically going to change any of those things about myself? No, then why bother? We all know what the answer's going to be.
Do you want some alcoholic soup?
Do I want some Nihonshu no dashiwari? Yes, I do. Yes, please. Thank you.
You can wrap you in a blanket, say, calm down, warm yourself up with a bit of soup.
The answer is hi.
Anyway, we should have a little break. And when we come back after the break, we're going to catch up on some emails. I've got a few to get through, despite what Pete said on Monday. There are a couple in there to get stuck into. So take a quick break and we'll come back and do that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week on Stakhanov.
Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy releases a brand new episode exploring the hot topic of head injuries in football. As well as exploring the sports link with dementia with neuropathologist Dr. Willie Stewart, Melissa spoke to ex-Tottenham star Ryan Mason, who was forced to retire after a devastating head injury aged 26.
I couldn't look at light. I was sleeping for like 20 hours a day. I couldn't really hold a conversation. Like I say, when the brain gets an injury, the body almost just instinctively responds and it almost just shuts everything else down.
Meanwhile, self-care club Wellness Road Tested have launched a brand new epilogue show. Join Lauren and Nicole every Friday where they'll be hearing about your experiences, talking to the experts and reading the very best wellness literature in the self-care book club.
I think it's a totally life-changing book for sisterhood and womankind. It's revolutionary in how to adopt self-love and live for who you are.
Search Between the Lines and Self Care Club on your favourite podcast player.
All that and more at Stakhanov.
And we're back for the Luke and Pete Show part two on your Thursday. Luke, have you got an email for us?
I have, and actually, weirdly enough, I just got a breaking news notification to my phone saying that Google, YouTube, and all the associated companies have just suffered a major outage. So that's why it can't connect to our Google Doc. We're sharing a Google Doc.
I was genuinely, I didn't want to worry you, Luke. I got a bit scared. She said something went wrong, reload on my screen. I thought,
yeah, same.
Uh-oh.
But it doesn't matter.
What if it's the portents? What if something terrible going to happen further down the line with the system here at Stakhanov?
Yeah, no, I think we're okay. I want to start off with this from Joe Whitfield, who's my old pal. We grew up in the same town. Not a very, very massively close friend of mine, but someone I know well and I do personally like very much. He sent in his school report from when he was 9 years old. I can't quite remember. I'm just trying to work out what school he would have gone to. It's not the same one as me, so I can't name it. But Joe said he was 9 years old and he got received the following three reports from the teacher. So for art and craft, he got this report. Joe has little concept of shape or colour. He needs to be more observant and to make a much greater effort. A bit harsh. Religious education. Joe's examination result was very good. It is a pity he has not shown the same hard work and endeavour throughout the year.
What do you want? What are we going to remember? There's no pictures on the score sheet, dickheads.
I'm going to be a terrible parent because I'm just going to be reading these going, he's fucking 9 years old. Don't worry about it.
I know. Yeah, we'd be good parents, I think.
And the final one is on music, where his teacher, I don't know what her surname is, but she appears to be called Sheila. Joe shows talent both in music and drama, but he must pay more attention to musical theory. He's fucking nine. What musical theory does he need to know at 9 years old? That's what I want to know.
Musical theory? That he or she, the teacher, are making their own job sound fancy than it actually is.
Yeah, no, they are. Absolutely. They've got delusions of grandeur. Part of the reason I wanted to read that email out from Joe is admittedly a self-aggrandizing reason, because I haven't seen Joe for years and years. And it actually warms me to know that someone who's spent time with me in the past is choosing still to hear me. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. He's a mug.
Maybe they're just waiting for me to fuck you up.
Eviscerate me, yeah. You probably are. That's probably their highlight. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What have you got there, Peter?
I have got an email from... Oh, it's dropped. I can't access it because I've got it on the old Gmail, haven't I?
Leave it to me.
Oh, nuts.
Leave it to me.
Leave it to you.
I'll see us home. Liz O'Neill.
I'm sorry I put all of my eggs in the Google basket, but I just thought...
safe bet at the time.
I'm no market strategist, but yeah. Lordy.
The responses you don't tend to receive when people mention Google are, I've never heard of them, they're never working, they're always unreliable. Liz O'Neill has sent in a new battery brand. I think we've got a new player entering the game.
Hello.
DMEGC battery with a little Canadian flag on it. I'm pretty sure that's a new player, I think.
I think that is, yeah.
That is a new
very
player.
Very late arrival.
And this email here from Rob I enjoyed. He said, good evening, gentlemen. Long time listener, first time emailer, innerer. I also remember the Black Tiger arcade game fondly, so I thought I'd see if I could find it online. I could, and I regret it. It's shite. Another childhood memory ruined. Have a crack and see what you think. And he's actually put a link in there. I might have to give that a go later on. But what I would say is this, right? you're not going to enjoy the graphics because you've been used to so much more. I mean, don't get on the blower to me saying that Black Tiger looks shit or is shit after you've probably just stopped playing Cyberpunk, whatever it's called.
2077.
Yeah, because it's not going to be the same thing. Secondly, you've not got a joystick as far as I know. You're using it on a computer keyboard, mate. It's not the same experience. Is it?
I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get through to the actual game because I clicked on that link and
it didn't work.
Couldn't get it to work on my Mac. Though I do have one of those new M1 ones, so that might have something to do with it.
Have you got a brand new Mac?
Papa's got a brand new Mac.
Because I think I need one because my E button doesn't work.
Why do you use your E button so?
Well, it's the most common letter in the English language, isn't it? I'm typing, Pete. That's
is it really?
Yeah, the E is, yeah.
Interesting. There you go.
Well, I don't understand the question. Why are you using the E button so much? Because it's in words.
What's so much compared to everything else?
Well, I probably spilt some fucking dark Coke in it or something. I don't fucking know.
Okay, fair.
What I would say is this. I mean, for Apple's prices and for their reputation, the E button should not be working after like 2.5 years. It should not stop working.
Well, yeah, 2.5 years. I guess you're in a situation where you'd think like if it dies within a year, I think you've got problems. But 2.5 years.
Yeah,
you're quite a heavy user, aren't you? You that's your main computer.
I put acai berries in it, like that guy with the meth.
I could try and mix them.
But the thing is, the problem is, I can't rule out it being my fault. I might have spilt something in it, and if I take it to the store, they're going to say, "Tell you what, you shouldn't do, Mr. Moore. You shouldn't be, putting all the Haribos in it."
We found a single penny behind the E.
Yeah, it's been there for 53 years. Not worth anything. Let's just squeeze one more in really quickly. This is an email from Will, who has got in touch about a famous teacher. He says, "Hi, Luke and Pete, long-time listener, second-time emailer, ignored, but no offence taken. On subject of you being taught by someone from the world of top-level sport, I have a story about my brother's old PE teacher, Mr. Boswell. As I understand it, the class were generally aware of Mr. Boswell's interest in cricket, but had no idea about his past in the professional game. Over time, more vague references to his playing days were made, enough for someone in the class to ask what level he had played the game at. They were taken aback at the teacher's overly defensive response, making it quite clear he wasn't happy straying any further down the line of this questioning. Naturally, curiosity led them to have a go at Googling his name on one of the school's computers. They weren't expecting to find out anything particularly interesting, but worth a go. As it turns out, their teacher was Scott Boswell, who had been a medium fast-paced bowler for Leicestershire a few years earlier. While not mind-blowing in of itself, further digging revealed that Boswell's career was essentially finished during the 2001 C&G Cup final at Lord's, in which he had bowled what was often considered to be the worst over in history. After a 14-ball over with 8 wides, 5 of which were in a row, the unfortunate Mr. Boswell was released by the club a month later. From what I was told, the class were quite merciful and didn't bring this up. I hope this is true. Looking back on it, it does seem that it took an understandable mental toll on Mr. Boswell. But my brother and his classmates always have the claim of being taught PE by the ninth biggest choker in sport history, according to The Observer.
Oh, that is good. See, we don't hear these stories of just, we didn't know what happened to Ali Dai after he fucked off. Is it Ali Dai or Ali Dyer?
Ali Dai is scored the most goals in international football history.
Footballer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Ali Dai is the guy.
So you don't sort of hear what happened to him next, because he's obviously the famous kind of like rubbish footballer in Premier League history. But yeah, these guys have to live on after underwhelming. He got to the C&G Cup final at Lord's, though. Come on.
Yeah, I think the natural rebuttal to that would be, look, I got myself in that position and fair enough, it didn't work out as I expected or as I planned, but these things happen. I got there in the first place. Not many people can say that. And I also would like to apologise to all the American listeners who didn't understand a single word of that email because cricket is an alien concept to them. Like us and baseball, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that was very interesting. Thank you very much to Will for that email.
Absolutely. Should we get out of here? Should we do the off?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Give us an email. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. Get in touch if you bought something weird, Christmas present-wise and you're not really sure how well it's going to go down. Tell us if you received a really terrible or really awesome gift last year. Tell us if you're not looking forward to the approaching Christmas. Obviously, there are going to be new rules in place about who you can see, who you can't see. Has there been an emotional reaction to the bubble mates that you've chosen for your Christmas? And maybe you're not even getting involved in Christmas at all.
Do you remember...
Do let us know if women are allowed in the clergy.
Yeah, do you remember when that bloke emailed in saying that he accidentally called his mum a greedy cunt?
Yes!
That kind of stuff's what we want.
That's one of my favourite emails because it's just so rude, so wonderfully rude.
Absolutely. On that note, get them in. We'd love to hear from you. And have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we will see you next time. It's goodbye from Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me as well. Goodbye.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.